Four comedians are also real good friends, working on jokes, the fun never ends. They're asking each other, is this anything?
Welcome to Is This Anything, everybody. I am starting out hot today, guys, so I just want to let you know what I'm coming in with.
Uh-oh.
I need a haircut. This one's cute. This is not frustrating. I need a haircut. But so I've been walking around my hair like this, and I got kind of like a Timothy Chalamet floop going on.
Oh, what?
Yeah, doesn't everybody love that dude?
Yeah. So I've been singing, you know that song, She's Got Betty Davis Eyes?
Oh, yeah.
I've been singing, He's Got Timmy Chalamet Hair. Around the apartment. And Kirsten's like, I can't wait for you to get your haircut so I can stop hearing you do that.
Great parody. Do you ever see that Madonna video where she's like in her bathtub and she's doing some parody of some song and it's really awful?
Nope.
No, never heard of it.
Oh man, I want to pull this up and show you guys at some point in the near future, but she's just singing some popular song and she's changed the lyrics, but she just looks crazy.
Oh, this is recent.
This was, yeah, maybe the past year. Yeah.
I forgot what song that was. It was nuts.
It was very weird. It wasn't like, oh, that's cute. It was like, is Madonna okay?
Yeah.
She's just like, ah, she's singing some song and she's doing it poorly. And she changed the lyrics because she thinks she's being funny. And the funniest thing I've like seen,
you know,
is Weird Al tweets it and says, not as easy as it looks, huh?
That's amazing. She does stand-up comedy on TV one time and she thinks she's a comedian now.
Oh, that is precious. He's a national treasure.
Oh, it's so great. What a delightful.
Because he doesn't usually do that kind of stuff, right? He doesn't usually
that's
call
why
people
it was,
out like that.
It was kind of cool because I guess it was the cross of just it being Madonna and you know, he's taken a lifetime of people at some point or another taking pokes at him for what he does. Mm-hmm. And then here she is doing it so badly that he's like, eh. Yeah, right? No? Not as easy as it looks, huh? It's so funny. Yeah.
And that's also just a good example of somebody who's, because it isn't his normal MO, it's just like the joke, waiting for the right time, you know? Mm-hmm, waiting mm-hmm. for the shot to line up.
Yeah.
He's going to go for the best joke when it's there.
Yeah. It was excellent. Loved
100%.
It.
100%. I don't know why, but when you started telling this story about Madonna, I put it in Truth or Dare, Justify My Love era. You know, I was like, oh, that must have been an outtake from the Justify Your Love video, you know.
That's funny.
I was like, but then when you said it was recent, I was like, it was just like such a mind fuck. And I was just like, oh.
Was this when she was fucking Jesus or is this? No, that's not. That can't be right.
Here's the other thing I wanted to tell you guys about. So Brett and I had a phone call with our official Facebook business manager advisor.
Ooh, bah,
yesterday bah, bah. And we learned a couple of cool things about like how to maximize our ads and stuff like that, but
and we learned a lot of stuff that we already knew.
Yeah, we already knew
we didn't learn a lot of stuff that we wanted to know.
That's
and
right,
she didn't know either.
That's right.
Do you guys know we have an app?
Thank you. That's not far off.
What you want, if people like a video of yours, they can like it.
But if they love it, are you still with me?
At one point I did ask, I was like, hey, we're getting a lot of Facebook likes, but now our posts, even though we've you know gone up like 700% in terms of likes, our posts are getting the same amount of engagement. And her response was, well, I would just try to make more engaging content.
Yeah, maybe if your videos were better, then people would respond to them more. You ever think about that? But here's the thing. So because she was so, like, you know, not in the weeds on the details of, like, how to fix things or how to set things up, she basically gave us, like, some very, like, one or two really good pieces of information, a lot of broad strokes that we already knew, and basically was just like, okay, well, going forward, you should do this, 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 and this. And so I was like, great. So since then, since that phone call, I've been working on the Facebook ad manager trying to do the three things that she told me to do. And to say that the Facebook ad manager system is a labyrinthine quagmire that could only be better if there was a minotaur at the center to murder you, because then you would be dead and you wouldn't have to deal with it anymore, That's probably the most accurate thing I could say about it.
So you're having a good time working on it.
Oh my God. It is the most frustrating, complicated, unnecessarily complicated. And they use like the same word for everything where they're like, oh, you need, if you want to use the business ads manager events, you're going to have to make an event with your official ads business manager account.
Oh my God. You find out exactly. At the end that David Bowie is actually masterminding this whole thing.
It's very Brazil. I was just like, oh God, I can't believe it. So I was on like customer, I was on chat with a different business with a different Facebook business ads manager today, who basically was like, oh yeah, you need to set up yourself a business ads manager events account. And I was like, well, I already have an ad in the business account. Is that the same? You're like, no, you need a business ads manager account.
How do you think this happened? Like, how do you?
Here's the thing.
Is it just like?
I also have a theory.
Tendrils. All right, go ahead. I want to hear both your theories.
So one of the things that we learned on the phone call was that they use AI to help you get more activity and conversions with your ad. She very specifically said, like, you don't want to increase your ad buy too much because then the machine goes back into learning mode. So what I think this has all been designed by a machine. I think this has all been designed by a robot, and it doesn't understand, like, why a human can't figure it out.
My theory is a little different. First of all, I have to add that our specific account manager sounds like Lola from Big Mouth. So that is just adds another element where she's she's like, you can't increase your ads by more than 19%. I was like cracking up the whole time. I think it'd be really good. But yeah, so I think that it is Facebook's rapid expansion into a giant company. A lot of money being made and being hiring people quickly, not having a proper way to allocate funds and micromanage all the things that are developing. There's so many people using it, so there's such a demand to you know, turn this into a revenue gaining thing from ads. It's all happening so fast that there are probably a lot of useless factions that are not communicating properly within there. Like, well, I'm in charge of the ads manager. I'm in charge of the business manager. I'm in charge of the ads business manager. And there are all these teams that are not communicating with each other at all.
I work for the events business ads manager team.
Yeah. And they're all, yeah. So I think it's just like that. I think it's like the same thing where, like, you know, an economy will be in a boom. And then there's all these people who are just like improperly, you know, getting funds, but they're not doing anything.
Right.
That makes more sense than my theory, but I'm sticking by it. Robots.
Skynet.
Robots.
Why do you have a Facebook manager? Or what is it?
Why do we?
We do.
Why
we
does
do.
Is the same thing? Have a Facebook Business Managers Expert Ads Events program?
Because actually, Jared just explained it to me.
Well, I just went on our Is This Anything page one day, and there was a button that was like, "Hey, your ad's doing really well. Do you want to talk to somebody about it?" And I was like, "Yes."
Oh.
Yeah, so it was like a perk.
But had I known what the chat was going to be like, my reaction would have been more like, "Yeah."
But they didn't really help.
Nope.
I thought you said there was
An inch.
Yeah. Yeah. They gave us a little bit of good information.
Was this like a one free phone call or is this an ongoing thing?
Then we are going to do a check-in phone call after our live show to see how the ads helped with ticket sales.
An open window of communication with this person if we have questions, which is nice.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. The unfortunate thing is that she can't answer any of them.
Well, this certainly straddled business talk and entertainment, so we shall see if this makes the cut.
I think it will, because I think it's pretty funny.
See you, whoever's editing this episode, in 14 weeks.
It's going to be Anthony. I know the order.
Well, then I'll tell you right now, this is not making the cut.
What? Fuck you! This was so good! What about Timmy Chalamet hair? Will that make it?
Great.
Maybe.
He's got Timmy Madonna, Chalamet hair.
The Weird Al story was
great. Oh, yeah, the Madonna thing. Yeah.
So the story about somebody else doing something funny is in, but an actual funny thing that someone on this show did...
We've yet to see that. So.
maybe Weird Al will tweet about this.
Yeah.
And then it'll go in.
Jarrett makes look easy. Not like Madonna. Yeah. So how you guys been doing? What's going on with you?
I had a story. I forget what it was. Something good happened.
That's staying nice. In.
Rob, Brett? Wait. I was thinking that. Can I request a story from Rob? Or do I have to save that for a story time episode?
Why wouldn't we?
Rob, can you tell the story of how you accidentally got an erotic massage?
Oh, boy.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. I'd have to think this one through a little bit. Right,
we'll save it for another
time. I know how it was.
That's a good teaser for our Patreon where we have the storytelling episodes.
Yeah.
Wait, but didn't we just do one? Aren't we going to go back to high writing challenges?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that we'll do another one at some point.
Yes.
And then the people who are watching this who aren't patrons will be like, I want to hear that story that was just teased.
Yeah.
This is staying in. Brett?
Yes.
How are you doing? How's your day going?
Oh, I didn't think about this. Somebody else go.
God damn it. I'm the only one who comes to this show prepared.
And it's not even making the cut.
I've been tweeting from the podcast account. I've been retweeting you guys, and I'm trying.
Business.
What's that?
More business talk. Okay.
Oh well, that's what I've been doing. I've been on Twitter mostly.
Damn it! I could have sworn I had a story that was halfway interesting. What happened?
My dog got a haircut today.
Hey, all right.
He doesn't have Timmy Chalamet hair anymore.
It was my birthday this weekend.
Hey, Timmy Chalamet hair.
What?
If I say it enough, it has to stay in.
Smart, very smart.
Thank you.
So I was supposed to go to my brother's. I'm not a big birthday celebrator. I just kind of like, whatever. I feel like you should celebrate your birthday when you need it instead of like when it happens to be the anniversary of when you were born. Like, right. I think you should choose your birthday. Be like, you guys, I could really use to see all my friends in 3 weeks. That way you're not, like, for me, I'm February. The weather's always awful. If you want to have a summer birthday, you could do that, you know? So I'm not big on celebrating it. I was supposed to go to my brother's. We're going to make gluten-free cheesesteaks. And then I felt sick, like, the night before. And I just couldn't risk it. So I got a COVID test and canceled it. And I don't have COVID. I don't know what I was sick with. I woke up really congested, runny nose, and then a headache. But I was fine a day later.
Sweet.
Well, I'm glad you don't have it.
What?
I'm glad you don't have it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Me too.
I also feel the same way that you do about birthdays, Brett.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
What's up, Rob?
I hate
I remember birthdays. My story now. I couldn't believe that I forgot it.
So I was getting this massage.
I literally spent two full days doing this, and I couldn't. And I was like, I could have sworn I did something. But yeah, I was thinking about it because I was eating a slice of pizza, and this is fun. My buddy who grew up in Connecticut, he's there now, staying with his family, and he wanted me to come out to Connecticut to New Haven, and he was going to take me on a pizza tour. So we did. Two straight days, mind you, of a pizza tour in and around New Haven, Connecticut, which I had no idea at the time. New Haven is actually particularly known for their wood-fired pizzas. That's so funny. There are just, you know, half a dozen places at least that are not only good but well-known, famous even for their pizza. And I literally agreed to this before I even knew that. So I was just thinking, I'm like, all right, let's go to some random pizza places and buy a slice of pizza. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like a fucking great idea. I had no idea that it was actually like a thing that people might reasonably do. I thought we were just doing an insane, stupid thing that I was like, sure, yeah, let's go on.
Can you believe this?
Hey, you want to go to McDonald's in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Like, but totally. All the McDonald's is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. That's what I thought I was agreeing to. And I was super proud to do that. I was like, yeah, man, we're going to fucking do it. We're going to take pictures. It's going to be great.
You want to collect one coffee bean from every Starbucks in New York?
I do remember in college when they first put a Sonic in like South Jersey. It was super South Jersey. That was like a big thing for me and my friends in college. And we all drove like 2 hours south to go to the Sonic. And now it's like, knowing Sonic, we're like, this is not that good.
Yeah.
I would never, even now I see Sonic, I'm like, that's the last place I'll eat.
That's funny. I had a follow-up joke to the fast food stuff I was talking about, and then also Jarrett's like poo-pooing of the fast food stuff, but a little mix of those two things, where, because every once in a while, somebody will try to tell me how bad the fast food is for you or is, and a lot of times they'll take like a burger and they'll like leave it out. And it won't decompose or something. They'll be like, look at this burger. Look at this milkshake. It didn't even break down. That could have been in your body. And all I'm ever thinking is like, yeah, that could have been in my body. Man, what a waste.
Perfectly it's still good. I can get, where is it? Show me, tag it on Google Maps. I'll go there right now.
Number 257. Order was ready last week. Still looks okay.
That is absolutely disgusting. Let me know exactly where that burger and milkshake are, and I'll come give it what for. You say it's still good? Like it hasn't broken down at all?
That's good.
Delicious. Oh boy.
Yeah, that was my thing. All right, so pizza tour. So I go to Connecticut. I get off the train there. I've gone to this specific train station many, many times. Anytime that I'm doing a gig anywhere like in the Northeast, you know, Maine, Connecticut, Massachusetts, whatever, I'll usually take the Metro North up to New Haven, then rent a car out of the Avis there and then drive up. So very familiar with the trip, familiar with the station, but I've never explored New Haven, not in this way. So it was really great. Me and my buddy Ty, he had the whole route planned out. And we went to this place called Zupardi's first. And Zupardi's, we got a sausage and onion and mushroom slice, which a small pie, which was excellent. And then they were known for their clam pizza. I've never had clam pizza before. So it's just a butter, freshly shucked clams. And Ty didn't love it that much, but I think I mentally prepared myself for what it was supposed to be. You know, I was like,
what if I had pizza with fishy slugs on it?
It's good if you're expecting it, you know, if it's a surprise, then it's like, ah. But if you're like fishy slug, ooh.
Mystery pizza.
Yeah, he was like, this is crap. And I'm like, well, I you know, I'm familiar with what it was probably supposed to taste like. he thought it was just going to be another sausage pie. So that was, I mean, as far as what I believe other clam pizzas probably taste like, it was excellent. And then we went to this place called Pepe's. At Pepe's, we just got a Meat Lovers, which I really enjoyed. Oh, we were rating them too, kind of like if you watch the YouTube, the Barstool Sports One Bite guy. We were kind of doing it like that. And so we were rating them. Pepe's, really good. I didn't really care for the toppings. The pepperoni was a little too thick for my taste. It was just, yeah, it didn't really quite capture what I was looking for. Then we went to Sally's, and we really fucked up there because we got a...
sandwich.
Diet Coke to go, please. It's all right.
I'm not loving the sauce.
It's got good legs. And so we got a potato pie, okay? And now a couple of places have some version of potato pie, but like a place called Bar has a mashed potato pizza.
What is a potato pie?
So it was a pizza with some cheese but it had these thinly sliced, or what should have been thinly sliced, potatoes.
Okay.
As a topping. And but they were too thick. They were like a little undercooked. So it was just really weird having what felt potatoes. Like a raw potato on top of a pizza.
Not even sliced. Just a full potato. Still dirt on it.
There's still an Irishman clinging to it.
It was really bizarre. I said, this is not good. I was like, you could have done a bunch of things. You could have cooked these to their crispy, and that would have been really cool. You could have cooked them to their really, really soft. That would have been nice. But they were just like kind of crunchy hard. I was like, this is bad. And but Sally's is otherwise generally, you know, very, very good. But we were just going for a specialty pie, and we didn't love it. Then we went to Ernie's. We got a white pie there, and it was the best. We loved that the most. Then we came back and went to we went to one last place, which was pretty standard fare. It just felt like any kind
of
pizza.
What's a white pie?
It would just be cheese. Sometimes, you know what? I actually don't know what the delineation is, but sometimes it's just cheese.
No tomato sauce?
Cheese. No tomato sauce for sure, but sometimes just cheese, sometimes cheese and ricotta cheese as well.
A ricotta, yeah.
Yeah, so this
but there's
one...
there's no sauce at all? Or
but there's sauce? No sauce okay. at all. Yeah, yeah. And this cheese was just so damn good. It was just so tasty and like, it was excellent. Just really, really, we were like both looking at each other. It was the first time that we went for a second slice because we were all being very patient that day. We're like, just one, we're just going to do one, move on. And both of us were like, we're doing another one. So that was excellent. Shout out to Ernie's, great job. And then that we went to one last place, which was just kind of standard fare. It was good, but it kind of reminded me of like any kind of wood stove place that you might see at like a casino and you're like, oh, that's cool. And it's like $13.95 for a personal pie. And you're like, that was good, but you're not nothing crazy. Then the day was over, but then we woke up the next day and we went to Bar Pizza where we got a mashed potato pizza, which was had as you, it was pie, a little bit of white sauce, mashed potatoes, and then bacon crumbs on top. And that was very, very good. Excellent. Much better than the crap at Sally's. And then we finished off the day at a place called Modern Pizza. And we just got straight up cheese pie. Excellent. Polished off the whole thing.
Well, if you're going to do that, you should have gone to Classic Pizza.
A classic pizza at Modern? What is it? Modern
yeah,
Pizza?
Yeah, you got a Classic Pizza at Modern. You should have gone to Classic Pizza if you wanted a Classic Pizza.
That's true. Have you tried the Modern Pizza, though?
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
It's all right.
I haven't had it yet. I heard it's not even been made.
My buddy filmed all of these interactions.
That's how modern it is.
It's postmodern pizza. It's just like a pizza in a cube. What the hell is this? I don't understand.
You just you sit in the bread cage for 20 minutes.
What is this postmodern pizza?
And then I show you a video of a tomato.
Mm.
God damn, that character really works with his hat.
Yeah.
What other character could you do today?
That's it.
Oh man, I was hoping for Timothy of the Chalamet.
Yeah, I think I was setting him up, and I think he was purposely not doing it.
Yep.
Jarrett, you never have to feel bad about telling a story about what you ate ever again.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, I told 7 of them in one day. The last button to this story is that my buddy filmed all of this, and he's cutting together a little, you know, video of our experience.
Let's roll the clip.
We will definitely have the clip by time this episode airs. So don't tempt me if I'm editing it.
Maybe we can
I gotta
put
tell
the clip
you guys.
In instead of that story.
No, put the video with him telling the story as a narration.
Oh, that's actually great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
This reminds me of one of my favorite Letterman bits from when I was a kid. He said that he had like a PA that loved pizza, so they were going to go on a pizza tasting in New York. So they go to a pizza place. They have like this, he's got like this big chart with like all the different names of the different pizza places on it and all the different categories like bread, cheese, sauce, overall, you know, blah, blah, blah. So they sit down, they eat a pizza, they go through this thing, and he's like, all right, what'd you think? You think this was good? All right, put a check there. What do you think? You think this was good? Okay, put a check there. We think this was good? Check there, too. And they're like, all right, cool. So we got full marks for this place. So let's go to the next place. They go to the next place. They get a pie. The dude picks up one slice, and he goes, Dave, I'm full. And then it ended.
I like that.
Anthony, I noticed you were particularly silent during Rob's stories.
Okay, it wasn't that good of a story. God, Brett, leave me the fuck alone, man. I was asked to tell a story about what I did, and I did it. Is everything a fucking joke?
My point was that Anthony has stomach problems. So I was probably tortured to hear all that.
Well, especially about that clam pizza with all the butter.
I had a pepperoni DiGiorno pizza last night.
Mm. Oh, and you're having butt problems today.
Yeah,
you have it come out later today.
Oh yeah,
this was good catch up.
I just want to button my story real quick. Sorry.
Ooh, another button.
No, the button that hadn't happened yet.
Can I just do a tagline for Anthony getting stomach problems from
yeah,
DiGiorno?
Of course.
It's not delivery; it's a return.
It's not delivery. It's diarrhea.
No, it's not diarrhea. It's DiGiorno. So maybe the other way around. I don't know. Who cares? I love it all. Something to do with diarrhea or return.
I think the return was pretty solid.
I like return
is good.
Return. Yeah. Can you? But you can't. Imagine you go back to the 7-Eleven where you got the DiGiorno pizza. Because that's where I get them from.
With a bucket of diarrhea. I want to return this pizza.
But it's like you've already cooked it, you know, and you're just holding it. You're like, this is not right. I'm not eating this. But you have the receipt.
I like that. Yeah, like it's a delivery. That's pretty funny.
Rob, what's this button? What's this button that you have?
This doesn't even matter, man. I guess the point is that my buddy had been recording all this, so he's going to make a video. And he wanted to make a video of us going to New Haven and checking all the pizza places. So when I got back to New Haven, there's a Sbarro at the train station. So I filmed myself going to Sbarro, eating the slice, and giving it a 9.9.
And I
sent it to him. And I said, this is it. New Haven, you have outdone yourself.
That's great, Rob. I love it. I'm glad we waited around for that button.
Okay, cool. And I had to eat one more slice of pizza in order to make that happen. So I was stuffed. And I was like, I got to eat this Sbarro slice for the bit.
This was a great catch-up.
That's the only reason to eat Sbarro pizza. For the bit.
For the bit.
This was a great catch-up, guys. Brett, did you do anything fun while Rob was telling that story? Nice. Yes!
I think that was really good. That was good. I think that story could be its own Patreon episode.
Are you guys ready for our order this week?
Woo!
Yes.
Yes.
All right. This week we are hearing from Brett, Rob, Anthony, and Jarrett.
Okay, but what order? All right.
Bridge.
Got it. Cool.
Brett, Rob, Bridge. Anthony, Jarrett. Bridge.
Is if I ever got surgery to become a woman, I would call my Bridge. My vagina.
My Bridge.
I got rid of my Brenus, and now I got a Bridge.
Yeah, I should have to call my Brenus right now.
Bring my Brenus into a Bridge.
They're like, I don't think surgery is going to fix what's wrong with you, buddy.
So this episode is called Brenus and Bridge, right?
Mm-hmm. Brenus and Bridge. Perfect.
What was the last episode called?
You mean the last episode that we released?
On Monday, yeah.
We had LeClerc.
I took the liberty of titling that one Sweatpants Chic because we talked about like our high school.
I couldn't remember. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know
fashion choices.
I didn't know that we named the ones with guests.
We've only named two, I think.
It still has LeClerc and then the name. So
Yeah.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Nice. I gotta tag him, by the way, in the post. He asked me to do that. I'll post about it today. All right. So I was watching The Little Mermaid, and I have nieces, by the way, so they were pretty mad that I watched it without them.
Excellent.
Oh, A+.
All right.
Love it.
Now here's the real part of the joke.
No, do that part again.
That part has to
end it.
Woo! Brett Truck, everybody.
I have nothing to add.
No notes. It's perfect.
So there's one part where she's singing part of this world where she wants to become a human and what it would be like. And she has lived her whole life as a mermaid. And the lyrics are, I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those. What do you call them? Oh, feet. I just wish that it took her a lot longer to think of the word feet. Like, I wanted to hear what a mermaid would try to come up when the word is on the tip of your tongue, but you can't figure it out. Like, when she was like, oh, you know those things where it's like, they're like fins, but they're on your arms, but your fin arms, the bottom of those. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to go on along for, oh, feet. I just wanted it to be just a little bit longer. So that's how I feel like you would guess something like that. It would be like catchphrase or.
I have two things I want to add. Is there any more that you've got for this bit, Brett?
No, that's the end of it.
Okay, so one is that sometimes when you're thinking of stuff like that, you end up getting it wrong. You know,
right.
Because there's nobody there to correct her. Or there's no Google or anything. So she could have just as easily gone, you know, like walking around on there. What do you call them? Oh, yeah. Leg hands.
Yeah, I could easily add that in. Leg hands. No, wait, that's not it.
It's on your it's like a dorsal thing. It's like, you know, more fish terms would.
I definitely think you should confidently sing the wrong answer at some point.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
The other thing was she got all of her information from that bird who didn't know what he was talking about. He thought he called like a fork a thingamabob or something, or whatchamacallit or whatever.
Right.
So it's weird that she has the correct words for some things.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like walking around, going for walks on the, what do you call it, the street. What's a fire and why does it burn? What's the word burn? You know, where did she get the correct information from?
Yeah, that is funny, but I could do it, be a second part of it and be like, oh, by the way, she got all of her information from a bird. So I feel like, because I'm already being like, this is how it should have been. I could be like, I feel like she probably would have gotten those things wrong because the bird probably got them wrong too, where he's like, oh, what's the word? Scary orange thing instead of burn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how come the fork is the only thing the bird got wrong?
He also got corkscrews wrong because at one point she opens the box and she goes, you want thingamabobs? I've got plenty. Right. I loved The Little Mermaid growing up, guys. I had it memorized at one point.
Oh, nice.
Did you see it in theaters?
I must have. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I watched it a ton. So I know all. I know I'm your go-to guy for Little Mermaid lore.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You guys need any clarification?
I brought this to the right group.
That's not canon.
I loved it at the time, but I haven't seen it since I was a kid. But you clearly have been keeping up on it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since I was a kid either.
Wait, this was a lie, Brett?
Yeah. I did remember that one part. I heard the song recently, and then I remember that one part. And this is also a while ago that I tried out. But I haven't actually watched the movie in a very long time.
When I first left restaurant work, I would sometimes be like, I had a very bad sleep schedule when I retired from being a waiter because I was like, I can do whatever I want. So I would just be up until like 3 o'clock in the morning and be like, okay, time to go to sleep. And I was like, or we could rewatch a whole bunch of Disney movies and, you know, just for fun. So I ended up doing like a rewatch of like Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Little Mermaid and everything. And the thing that struck me about Little Mermaid was how unnecessarily sexy they made her at times. You know, where I was like, this was clearly part of my sexual awakening was like, there's a point where she's like rolling back her rock on the cave where she has all the human things hidden. And she does like a little turnaround to see if anybody's following her. And they give her like that curve on her back, like going around. She's just like, oh, I hope no one's following. Oh, you know, like that. And as I was watching, I was just like, Jesus.
She doesn't do that voice.
You're like, Jesus, that is just wrong.
Gross. I'm angry for some reason.
I hope my daddy doesn't catch me going into this cave. Oh no, Sebastian's here. Don't tell anybody.
Ooh, yeah, I caught in a net.
Why did they give her that sexy bottom half? Everyone knows. Fish are sexy. That was mean of them.
All right. Well, I could do another one, or we could just move on. I'm cool with either. Good notes. Anybody else got anything?
I don't have anything for this joke, but you're only 6 minutes in, so if you
do another joke.
Yeah. Related to that line. I wonder if people who are into bondage, when they see a mattress tied to the top of a car, they're like, oh, lucky.
I love this. I saw this posted on Facebook not long ago, and I liked it back then too.
I think you can blow it up a little bit just for anything that's tied up. I like starting with the mattress because it's such a specific example. But I mean, there are other things that you see tied up every once in a while, and you're just sort of like, ooh, yeah.
Oh yeah. So maybe like a bunch of fish and caught in a net.
Ooh, orgy.
Group play.
Yeah, you know, I'll add on top of that, because when I first read it, I remember thinking, and I was like, is it because it's a bed and people have sex on a bed and sometimes there are straps and stuff that are associated with the mattress, or is it just the fact that the mattress got, you know, tied down
to
and
me,
he's personifying
the
mattress?
Is jealous of the mattress.
Right.
And that's okay. What's funny about it to me.
There was just a little bit too much of my brain that was wondering if I was missing something. That would be my. I'm not. It's not even a note. I'm just literally letting you know what I thought when I was reading it.
That's good to know, because then maybe that would not be the first example, or maybe a clarification I could make. Like, by the way, they're not jealous of not being on the mattress. They want to be the mattress.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that you could make the person that says lucky elaborate, so you don't have to. You know, they're like lucky
mattress. Some,
you get to be tied up. Yeah,
they,
whatever.
So, they look over at the person in the passenger seat. It's just like, you never tie me to the top of a car anymore, master.
Yeah, something like that.
I like the idea of a bondage couple buying a mattress, and they're like, do you want me to get up? Because I can just make sure everything's good up there.
Well, the mattress mean, guy is like, do you need help tying this to the car? And she's like, no worry, he's got it.
I've also got these fuzzy handcuffs that we need. Those would be another stabilizer. I was like, that couple can't go sailing either. Everything is just like, can you tie up the mast? She'd just be like, what if I don't?
I also like the couple just casually, the girl's like, do you want shotgun or roof? shotgun.
That's really funny. I like that idea of like not wanting to, or like the punishment aspect of it, but you're like now fucking something up, but so that you'll like the on the sailing thing. It's like you're like, ooh, are you gonna punish me? It's like, no, I need you to fly this plane. What happens if I don't? We will die. We will crash and die. This is not. We're not role playing.
I've been a bad pilot. Yes, currently.
That's really funny.
That's kind of a funny separate idea, though. What I was talking about was just like how there's so many things tied up on a sailboat.
Yeah, you know? But that made me think of that.
Well, it made me think, like, what if there was a girl? Sorry, I shouldn't say girl. What if there was a person who was trying to like be sexy to get out of a ticket, and at no point were they able to drop the bit? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, they get pulled over by the cop and the cop's like, license and registration. And they're like, I don't have it. Am I in trouble? And he's like, yeah, you are. And then it goes all the way to, like, trial, you know? The entire time she's still like, just like, oh, no. I was driving without a driver's license, Your Honor. Is there anything I can do? He's like, well, your bail's set at $500. Well, I don't have it. Is there another way I can pay?
Can I plead not guilty if I know I am?
Then they're in prison and they're like, what are you going to shank me?
Oh, no.
And they do.
I'm on death row, Mr. Executioner. You take your big, strong arms and pull down on that
straps
lever.
Straps on the electric chair are so tight, I can barely move.
What do you think would be a good intro to that? It's like you got to know when to stop role playing if you're into that.
My eyeballs are melting.
They're so wet right now. I don't know. I think like, I think it has more to do with like trying to flirt your way out of stuff than it does with role play, you know? Or maybe if somebody like gets caught in role play, like, you know, they were doing a sexy cop role play with their partner and then they actually got pulled over, you know, maybe that could be just good justification for it.
Don't you have a joke like that, Brett? Something about cops and stripper cops?
Oh, I had something about undercover cops, and then we went on a crazy sidetrack into an undercover stripper cop.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't remember exactly how it went, but it was like,
I don't
went,
either.
We went pretty deep into the riff.
I wonder, yeah, I wonder if this is the piece you need.
It's riff town.
Maybe this is the piece that makes that make sense.
Yeah, or makes it make less sense.
I like two things that don't make sense to make it right.
Haven't you seen my act?
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, notes, guys, thank you. Yeah. I will give my time back to the room if there's any left.
Great gerb, yeah. Britt.
Thanks.
Great bridge.
Good bridge. Great bridge.
Thank you. Thank you guys for appreciating my bridge.
All right, Rob, you're up.
All right. Okay, so had some legit questions for you guys because I had some thoughts for the solo show, and
this is the solo show about the pizza tour or the about your life?
Because I've got no notes for the pizza tour show. That is done. Do it exactly like you did it here.
But not here.
All right. I wanted to, okay, so have you ever picked out funeral photos? These are photos that you pick of the person to put at the wake. There's usually like one in front of the casket. That's like a, you know, and then sometimes they make a collage of like other photos. It's like a commercial for a dead body.
God damn.
You're like, wait till you get a load of
this is now, what it looked like when they're alive, so imagine what you're gonna see in there, you know?
The best funeral pick is one where the when you're picking them out, you can't pick out one where the person looks too happy. It's strange. There's a bit of an art to it. You don't want them to look bad or sad, but you don't want them to look too happy. I've noticed that the best funeral picks is best way I can describe it is that the most popular funeral picks are the ones where the person definitely looks happy, but it also seems like they know they're gonna die. That's been my experience. So it'll be like everyone's at a house party laughing, but the person is like smelling a flower or something. It's like something, it's something weird where it's like, oh, they loved life, but it's like somehow they knew. I don't know. That's how I gauge all of my photos now. I'm like, this is good, but is it like wake good? I don't know.
Oh, man.
I could pause there for now because this is about the photos. I have some things about the body in a little bit.
I have two thoughts.
Yeah.
One is when you're comparing it to the it being a commercial mm-hmm. for the dead body, I thought of how when you go to a fast food chain and you order something and it never looks like the photo.
Yeah, 100%. My mind went there too. I hadn't think of a good way to do that, so I love that.
Okay.
I love that idea.
All right. Well, I don't know how to get there. That was as far as I got.
No, I like that.
And the other thing that it made me think of was when you said commercial, I was thinking that they need a jingle. And they do sometimes play music.
They
I know people
music.
Pick a song or whatever, but I mean like a jingle that's specifically written. If you can
incorporate
that.
She used to like tulips, but now she doesn't because she's dead.
Just a 10 second jingle
by cancer. I don't know if we I don't know if that's too far.
I like that.
Why I think you're missing a potentially funny justification. Why do not happy pictures work?
That was a weird way to say that sentence.
It was a weird way to say it.
It's strange. Well, there's another thought here where I've noticed that the photo, the one that's kind of like, hey, here's the person, that's a really weird one in particular because it's almost like they kind of revert back to your latest achievement or like the time that you looked best. So it's like, if you are, if you graduated high school and nothing more, high school, you know, senior photo, boom. If you did college and little more, that's the one they're picking. If you went to the military, oh, if you got a nice military pick, that's the one, you know. But if you're just like, it's kind of weird where you have to get some professionally-ish looking photo that kind of is some demarcation of the last point in your life. And it's in the amount of time, the span between that photo and your death, I don't know. It's a lot of dead space in there.
I think you almost hit the nail on the head in that if somebody looks really happy, but their dead body's behind it, it's like, well, that picture does not encompass the fact that they knew they were going to die. Like,
yeah,
they would
yeah.
not be happy that they're dead right now.
Yeah, sometimes being too happy. I know I didn't answer your question, Jared. Sorry, but yeah, sometimes being too happy, it's just like, yeah, there's something. It's something discordant about it. It's like, do they even know? What do they make? What, you know? Come on, are they laughing about this? This is a funeral. You gotta be a little more contemplative than that.
You also
and then if
don't
you're
want...
sad while they're happy, it just doesn't seem right. No, I'm saying like the weird contrast in that as somebody who's attending the funeral.
You also don't want anything in the pictures that could potentially make people think that that was the reason why you died, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like juggling guns or drinking a lot of Monster energy drink, and people are like, oh, that must have been that.
Yeah, that is true.
especially depending on the cause of death.
Yeah, that's true.
This is him right after he saw Final Destination in theaters.
This is him getting the COVID vaccine. He's like, uh-oh. I knew it.
I had a thought for you, Rob, is that God is a casting director. And this is the headshot for whether he's going to let you into heaven or not.
I love that. That's great. Oh, man. That's very good. There's a photo of Pete Davidson at New York Comedy Club, and I spot that photo as a good wake photo, because it's like it's at the club and there's people there, and then he's just kind of like, and it's just like, hey, you know, like I'm hopeful, but if something tragic happened, you know,
the person has to be.
You should tell him that you found it.
The person has to be offset just enough, because if it's too much of a good group photo, people, I don't know who's dead. It's like when girls put a file.
Death is trying to swipe right.
Their Tinder.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
One of these girls is dead. What the hell?
Picking out. Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, picking out the good funeral photo. It's like picking out the good Tinder.
Yeah, you don't want to have somebody in the photo with you that's better looking.
Yeah, or more dead.
more dead.
You're like, what? They're both dead. I don't understand. Who am I mourning in this photo?
Oh my God, Nelson Mandela? Is that his funeral I'm at right now?
You know what's crazy though? That's so weird. There is a photo of my brother and my mother together, and it would fuck with my head if that photo was used at like my brother's funeral. I'd be like, hey, what do you don't split focus? This is his. We're not doing that anymore.
You gotta be sad two different places. Like oh,
that is fucking rich. More dead. I can't tell if that's just like comedian wackiness that we like, or if that's legitimately funny to standard people.
Is this potentially for your one man show, you said?
Yeah.
So that would feed into the picture of your mother and your brother. That would be feed into also not having something there that could potentially be the cause of death.
Yeah. That's funny.
A dark thought, but
yeah, that
also
is dark.
not far off.
All right, let me move on to part two-ish, which is equally. It's just a little scattered here. And then, okay, so then after
then
you
we
get
went to Sarah's pizza, and sorry, it's all scattered.
And because they say, you know, you kind of want photos to think of like, well, that's how they'd want to be remembered, is sort of the idea. And if that's the idea, then how come when I get to the casket itself, it looks like they just hired the worst taxidermist to, I don't know, stuff the body with and just pin the skin down. Like the body always looks. Okay, how about this? I've been to an elk's lodge before, and when I looked up at the head of the, I was thinking, that looks like a good elk. That's pretty. Is it too much to ask to have my mom look like an elk? You know, is it?
Can we get the elk guy?
Because that looks. Or is it because I'm human and I'm looking at another human? Is that the problem? Like when I look at a bear-skinned rug, I think that's amazing. That's a really good bear, but. Is that just because I'm not a bear? Like, if a bear looked at that rug, would the bear be like, that's not Jerry? That's, what the hell did they do? Oh, man, the eyes are all wrong. And the cheese, what did they do to his teeth?
I say, if you get the elk guy, he'll make your mom look like an elk.
The elk at the funeral is like, well, they did a really good job with the body.
The one bit about that that kind of threw me a little bit was the universality of getting a bad, like, mortician to do up the dead person. Mm-hmm. I know that I had a pretty good experience with the person that that did my dad after he passed away. You know, okay. We were all like, oh, yeah, he looks, you know, he's obviously dead, but he looks good. He looks like he looked, you know.
But I having only been to a few funerals that were open casket, I have seen. What's that?
Funerals.
Just a few.
It really took me a second to understand the pun that you were making, and I was like, yes, funerals.
Just a few.
Okay, I'll say it slower.
Do sex change doctors have funerals for all the brenuses they turn into
vaginas?
I also have seen one that did not look like the person. And so I wouldn't say, I would say that it's probably, it could be a matter of just the way the body is or a matter of just trade off in skill by the mortician, but I wouldn't count it out as non-universal experience. Mm. And you could even say sometimes what happens and right. That would cover it enough.
I see. Yeah, I have had, I wasn't really doing enough polling. I've had enough experiences where people have said that it's like, it's never them. It, you know, they say it looks like them, but it's never them. And that was definitely the experience I had where I was like, I don't think so. So that was just my personal take on it.
There might be something in how weird that is, that that's part of the funeral, is everybody gets to go and judge how good of a job the mortician did. You know, it's as though, I don't know, it's like a weird, instead of just being there to appreciate that person's life, you're also appreciating the work of the dead body artist.
Right.
That lives, that works at that mortuary, you know?
Yeah, and everybody gets a little take on it. Like, I felt like I was at a restaurant and I was like, I don't think this is done. I felt like I wanted to return it. I was like, I wanted to be like, this doesn't look like the commercial for sure.
Sort of like when you go see a movie with a big group and afterwards just, all right, so what do we think, guys?
Yeah.
Like, that's part of the funeral process for some reason.
I don't know if this really fits, but it's making me think of, and I don't know if it has to be on Halloween, but it's as if it's Halloween and the dead body is going as itself, but alive. And you're like, well, you know, it's okay.
That's really funny.
You know, if they got a wig, maybe, or...
Oh, that's good. It's cosplaying as my mom.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's like a corpse going as your family member for Halloween.
The outfit's not really right. I don't know. They maybe needed to do some makeup. Just, I don't know. What would be wrong with the Halloween costume? Like, if you were doing it yourself, you know, you buy the Beetlejuice suit or something. You're trying to put it together yourself.
You know, it's interesting. I just thought of this because I'm sorry, I went on a different thought there, Anthony. But you know how, like, you know, it takes women a long time to get ready, and I wonder if that's the same in Corpse Land, where, you know, they're like, ah, man, male corpse. It's like just rolled out of the coffin. He's good to go. this woman, I had to blow dry the hair.
That can work. Isn't the average age of life expectancy for men shorter than women?
Yeah.
So it takes women longer to get there. They're still getting ready.
That's pretty funny.
That's good.
I thought of a name for the competition show, Heaven's Kitchen.
That's a great idea. A competition where they're just trying to prepare bodies. Corpses, bodies. It's pretty good.
One of the judges is confused. He's tasting. He's like, it's a little gamey. They're like, no.
Just weird challenges for no reason. There's a wake in 30 minutes. You're like, ah! The person with the worst corpse becomes a corpse. You're like, no!
There is no greater challenge for a mortician than preparing a solemn funeral for a clown.
Instead of formaldehyde, you only have chocolate. You're like, no!
Secret ingredient is chocolate.
Oh, God, these challenges are priceless.
All right,
everybody.
Time,
this is
thank you.
No, this no. is Aaron. He's going to be dead soon. What? All right. Great job, Rob.
Thank you, guys, for the help.
Nice.
Next up, we got Anthony. But before we get to that, just want to remind everybody to check out our Patreon. We got a lot of cool exclusive content on there. High writing challenge, story time. We're going to be doing Twitter drafts soon. Special Halloween episode. A lot of exclusives that you can only get if you're on the Patreon. Patreon.com/ITApod. Subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube. Get involved. Leave comments. Tell your friends, et cetera, et cetera.
We will soon be adding stuff for the higher tiers. Coming soon.
Ooh, cool. Anthony.
We have a no more tiers tier.
We do not.
All right.
Therapists have that.
Oh yeah, no.
Therapists with Patreons.
Imagine your therapist only gave you a certain amount of therapy depending on what tier you were at. Sorry, I'm gonna resolve your father issues, but your mother issues, you gotta pay a little extra for that.
I feel like every time I come here I'm always crying. It's like, oh, for that you need the no more tears tier.
This therapy session brought to you by Spirit Airlines.
Frontier. Frontier doesn't even let you have carry-on.
Yeah.
Mm. So you can't bring all this baggage with you.
Nice.
Carry-on like dead birds that eat dead. What's the carry-on?
Carrion?
Like a carrion pigeon?
Yeah, don't. I thought.
Are you trying to say
like
crayon?
A...
Porsche?
Yeah, Brad. Are you trying to say crayon?
No, I'm not trying to say crayon.
I did not expect you to like it that much.
It's just so you're really trying to be helpful. You really thought I was just an idiot. No, they won't let you bring crayons. That was the joke I was going for, sure.
I don't get it.
All right, Anthony Kepfer.
Okay, I have a couple of dumb little ideas. Maybe there's more that can be done with these. This was.
Wait, sorry, hold on. A carrion bird is a large carnivorous scavenger bird. Thank you.
Oh.
That's the joke I was trying to make.
Excellent.
Vultures are carrions. They're birds that eat corpses. You're not allowed to bring those on Frontier. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
If you want a pretty corpse, you can get a mortician, doll it up, make it look like a nice meal for the carrion. Sorry, Anthony. We'll start your time now.
All right, I'm out of time, so. So this, all right, this
carry
is,
on, Anthony.
You, carry on, my
did
wayward.
Did you say crayon?
crayon.
I'll start your time again, Anthony.
Right.
All right. You're not supposed to call them Siamese cats anymore. You're supposed to say conjoined cats.
I like that.
We do this?
It seems almost real.
Like, did we do this on an early episode?
I had a joke. The joke that I did on the first episode reminded me of, or it made me think of this. So I had I had the joke about Siamese twins, and then for some reason I didn't realize you're not supposed to say that anymore. You're supposed to say conjoined twins.
No, right. Maybe Brett's right. This might be a rerun. I think we've done this episode already. Yeah.
It's all there. The pizza already.
Yeah, I remember that. Shit, we're just re-airing an old episode.
Oh man.
God, this is so embarrassing.
I'm so worried about this election.
I hope I don't get COVID.
Hey Jared, how did you pick the order though? Is there some kind of machine?
Should we start a Patreon?
Okay.
Nice to meet you guys. My name's Jared Berenstein.
I'm a baby.
That's how far back we went.
Yeah, I'm a baby now.
Turn into Derek.
Who are you all? I haven't met you.
I'm a baby.
All right, first time doing stand-up. This is exciting.
Oh, now we're going forward again.
Wow.
Can you say the joke again?
Yes. You're not supposed to call them Siamese cats anymore. You're supposed to say conjoined cats.
That's very funny.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know if there's anything to add.
I guess what happens for me is that when it's not true that you're not supposed to call them Siamese cats anymore, though. That's just a false statement. So to me, your very first line is a false statement. So I would rather your first line being either neutral or positive, meaning like my roommate or my neighbor or something has these Siamese cats, but I you know, or something, and then you can say
the first statement being you're not supposed to say Siamese twins, that's offensive. You're supposed to say conjoined twins, but my roommate or my neighbor has Siamese cats and I don't know what to call them. Is that more of what you're getting?
Yeah, exactly.
Is yours... that really, but if it, I mean, if it's offensive, isn't it kind of shitty to start the joke by saying the thing and then saying you're not supposed to say that?
I think if it's not common, I think you're just, I didn't know that until we did that episode. So, I think you're more educating than you're purposely. If you were to like really punch it, like you're not supposed to say, Siamese twins because that's offensive. Like,
right.
Triggered. Cancel culture.
Right. You really got Anthony's voice there.
But as long as you're just saying like, this is how it is. It's something I learned.
Yeah, it's true.
Here is another possible framing of the same idea is, my neighbor brought over her Siamese cats the other day, and I was like, hey, it's 2021. Conjoined cats.
Oh, yeah.
But I genuinely don't think enough of the audience will be able to pick up on that because they weren't on our first episode. No, if I didn't know that, it's offensive to call Siamese twins, you're supposed to call them conjoined twins, I wouldn't quite get the joke.
Right, right.
I'm glad other people didn't know because when I Googled it after, I was finding articles from like 2001 and I was like, how did I not know this whole time?
Well, how many conjoined twins have you met?
Always.
One. And
wait,
even
do you say
number.
One or do you say two? Yeah. If you know what, one pair.
How many have I met? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Do we appreciate?
I only know one.
Conjoined twins.
I only know one set. And
Alan and Steve. Alan and Steve. Yeah. Sorry. I just wanted to continue that thought.
Wait, Anthony, so you only met one set of twins. What?
I knew one set of twins, but they were from Siam, so I didn't know what to call them.
You're not supposed to call Siamese twins that anymore because it's offensive to call them conjoined twins. I don't know.
I have other stuff if there's not anything else for this.
Can you call them retarded cats? Is that a lot? Instead of Siamese cats?
Ooh, what about this as a misdirect? You say you're not supposed to call Siamese twins Siamese twins anymore. You're supposed to call them conjoined twins. But it's okay to call cats Siamese cats. So if you've got like two cats that are together, you can call them Siamese cats.
Oh, I like this. I like conjoined cats. That's good.
And
what if I had conjoined cats that are also Siamese cats? Are they Siamese Siamese cats?
Siamese
what if
they're
a different breed?
Let me suggest another approach to it that is more offensive and probably you won't like. But were you trying to say crayon instead of that joke?
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Conjoined crayons. Let's see. So I have other ideas if you think that's you're done with that.
That's all I got.
I think it's great. Let's do the next joke.
Let me see. I don't think I did this one. When I had COVID, I lost my sense of smell. So I had no idea if my shirts were clean or dirty.
I think you did this one already.
Did I?
You had a smell one, but I don't remember it being this.
I don't remember the shirts thing.
God, this is a rerun. Fuck.
I remember because it was like, because you were saying like, because then we talked about your girlfriend having COVID also and her not knowing. Oh, it was about your farts smelling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's different. You know what it is? I tweeted this based on our riffs from that episode. I forgot about that. So it is a rerun. Okay, I have this other one.
Siamese cats.
Crayons.
Broken time.
Carry on. Everything I know about football, I learned from Friday Night Lights. And I've never even seen Friday Night Lights, but I used to have a roommate who was always talking about how good it was.
I liked that. I read this on Facebook, I think, the other day as well, and I liked reading it a lot. I don't know why it's not hitting me as much hearing it, if that makes any sense. I guess I sort of liked the pace that I was reading it at.
Say it again.
How were you reading it? Let me hear. Your internal monologue.
My reading delivery is so much better than yours.
Maybe you do it a little bit more like this.
Well, but that was a real question, because if he heard it in his head and That's he true. Laughed at it, and then he heard me read it as the person who wrote it.
But Rob knows you well enough that he would read it in your voice.
Well, how did I say it in my voice?
Ah, so much better than you did just now.
Do one of your world famous impressions, Rob, where you get the essence of somebody.
Was it like this?
There we go. Yeah, you were like doing this. Playing the banjo, whatever the hell you do.
I didn't have it plugged in. I don't know if it's... Is it still funny?
It. Now it's too loud.
Oh, I don't even hear it.
Can you say the joke again?
Okay.
Yeah. Rob?
Everything I know about football, I learned from Friday Night Lights. And I've never even seen an episode of Friday Night Lights. I just heard my roommate telling me about how good it was.
Okay, so what if you now go to watch a game of football and you're confused as to why there aren't more like relationship things going on?
Yeah, I think that's really funny.
Oh, okay, so you're saying watch Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Or at least just
I mean, you
could
just
breakdown.
Read a little blurb about it and be like...
You're like, why is he not with Stacy anymore?
Yeah, how come none of these people are paralyzed from a bad tackle?
Is that what this show is? It's a show, right? Not a movie?
A show, yeah.
I think it's both.
It's a show.
Oh, it's both? Okay.
Yeah. It's actually really funny that I watched the first season and it was good. For whatever reason, just some kind of network executive thing to bump ratings, they obviously... forced them for the beginning of season two to do something absolutely crazy, and then they never acknowledge it again. And because of that, I couldn't keep going. But one of the like, this is just a story about, you know, local football town football and the relationships in between of what's going on there. And it's really good in that sense. And then all of a sudden, one of the side characters and one of the other side characters murder somebody together and hide the body. And then they just like, that's a secret. We won't tell anybody. And then they just never come back to it.
That's awesome.
No one ever, no one knows.
Get away with it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. Maybe I should watch it.
Anybody who has seen Friday Night Lights, if you were to reference that, they would totally love that.
Okay.
If you'd be like, hey, I, but then I watched Game of Football and they never acknowledged that guy they murdered in the beginning of season two.
That's great. Yeah, that's really funny. And that could
I guess
work.
It was just like the show.
I wonder if I could work in. Yeah, maybe that could fit in because I'm talking about the roommate going on about the show. That sounds like what you just did sounds like what the roommate would be saying all the time.
Right.
Yeah. If you throw in the word season two like Brett did, you can get away with literally any plot point, and I would understand it not having seen the show. If you just say at the beginning of season two, like, I don't even care what you say. I know in my head that that happened on Friday Night Lights or something like it.
And it did not happen in the Super Bowl.
And it didn't happen in the Super Bowl, yeah. Or Matt would definitely, that would get me to laugh. I'd like that.
Sit to say it like how? Sit second.
Basically the way that Brett just said it, where it's like you're watching the game and I'm like, how come they're not talking about that guy they killed in the beginning of season two? But because he had the beginning of season two, it just, any plot point that you mention, as ridiculous as why didn't they kill, I just am going to be like, oh, that's a thing that probably happened on the show and that's funny to me. I'm totally fine with that.
Even not seeing it.
Yeah.
You could also do it the opposite way of like, I just watched the Super Bowl and my roommate never mentioned that The Weeknd was in Friday Night Lights.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I like the first way and I like the drama element to it. You know, a more generic drama bit for sure, but a specific bit, but including words like season two or episode, whatever, would help for me.
Could it work instead of saying that the roommate was always talking about how good it was? Could I just replace that phrase with this thing that Brett just said about, I've never even seen Friday Night Lights, but I had a roommate that was always talking about how weird it was that they never mentioned the person they murdered in season two or something like that. You know what I mean? Instead of saying that he was always talking about how good it was.
I'm not sure if that's like going to work because it doesn't relate to you knowing about football.
Hmm. I just know, well, for me, because that just the roommate saying how good it is as like a, like it was kind of a fun tweet. But as a joke, saying it out loud, I'm like, well, the end should be punchier. So I was thinking that Brett's thing,
I thought what you were suggesting was that you don't say that you haven't seen Friday Night Lights. Instead, you just say, everything I know about football, I know just from watching Friday Night Lights. So when I finally watched the Super Bowl this year, I was like, why are they not talking about that guy they killed in the beginning of season two?
Oh.
I thought that's what
I
you
like
were
that. That's cleaner.
Oh, instead of saying that I've never even seen it.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In that way, it's just everything you know about football. Yeah,
very okay. Little dialogue.
This isn't as yeah.
I haven't seen Friday Night Lights, but I also thought that it was a funny way for me to be even more removed from understanding football. Only do I know everything from this show, but I've never even seen the show.
Right. Yeah. I think
so
that,
conceptually.
That is funny. I think that's funny, and I think you're right. Like, that does sound like a thing that you would hear. Maybe you would alter, and he said it was really good too. He talked about the same things over and over again.
Mm, yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you guys know that the game of football was invented when the writers of Friday Night Lights went on strike? It was a big Writers Guild strike, and from that, they're just like, well, we don't have any dialogue, but we should keep doing the game.
You know the
game. People really love the game
that we have the characters play in the show. What if we just did a whole bunch of episodes?
That was okay.
Just
did you
the
say XFL?
Just the games.
Did you say that was the beginning of XFL?
XFL is like the opposite, didn't it? Don't they like add storylines to that? I forget what the XFL was. I thought that was like them.
I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be like the wrestling of
like football. Wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think it was just owned by them. I don't think there was storyline. I think the rules were slightly different.
They were.
That's for sure. There was some.
Have any of us watched football?
No. Oh, the other reason I liked this concept was because I used to have a joke that was similar, but I said, I know so little about sports that all my knowledge of the game of basketball comes from the movie Teen Wolf.
That's good.
But every time I watch a game of basketball, what do you know? 100% human players. So I used to have that, and I thought that this was kind of a funny, you know, either it's just a new version of the same kind of joke, or they could kind of go together. It could maybe bring the other one back.
I know I've suggested this before, but I think your act lends itself to it. But I would suggest that you could do runners on this, and you could pick different sports throughout your act and different movies that represent those sports, and you could always get a little mileage out of each one.
Oh, okay.
If it's non sequitur, you do a football one, you do a basketball one, you do a tennis one, a baseball one.
Agreed.
I would say doing the Teen Wolf one and then doing the Friday Night Lights one, it actually is a heightening.
Yeah.
Because now you are further removed from it. Like it does sequentially add to that.
And then there's surely another one that's even wackier.
Yeah. And if you could remove yourself for a third time,
yeah,
that would be great.
Everything I know about basketball from the movie Basketball.
Everything I know about basketball and baseball, I learned from the movie Basketball, which I've never even seen. I just had a roommate who hadn't seen it either. And
but we both liked South Park.
Or maybe you could do the opposite, where you could say like everything I've ever known about Space Jam, I learned from watching Basketball.
Everything I learned about
everything I know about Space Jam is from watching Michael Jordan play baseball.
Right. Everything I know about Space Jam, I learned from Michael Jackson. I said Michael Jackson by accident. Whoops.
They did do that music video together. Right?
This is a real stretch, but everything I know about ice hockey, I learned from watching Ducks.
They love bread.
That's funny.
They have a mighty love bread. For the bread.
Mm-hmm. They what?
They have a mighty love for it. This is totally unrelated, but did you guys know that Eddie Murphy, that song? Party All the Time. I had no idea that that is Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I had no idea until I just saw the music video. I was like, that's Eddie Murphy had a popular song?
I think it was the only song he did.
He did one with Michael Jackson that was really bad.
He did a lot of music, but it never really caught on, I would say.
That was the only one that caught on.
He's got like a whole album, I think.
Oh, really? I thought he just put out that single. I didn't realize he had an album.
I have no idea. I am making things up. I just thought it was the 80s. You didn't just put out one song in the 80s. But I have no idea.
Yeah.
Is that that's weird, Brett. You just thought about this as a song that you like a lot?
Rob said that Michael Jordan had done a video with Michael Jackson that made me think of Eddie Murphy did a song with Michael Jackson. It was really bad. And then I just found out that Eddie Murphy had a song that's kind of good.
Yeah, probably sounds all right. Cool. Anything else for Anthony, guys?
No, man. That was great. Excellent.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Next up, we got Jared Bernstein. Okay. Let me know you guys think about this. We're kind of in the dregs of my slush pile right now. So, this is also fits with my only writing jokes about doing drugs in quarantine.
you call your joke ideas slush piles?
Yeah, I have a slush pile that's like where all the unfinished ideas are.
And this is the dregs of them.
The dregs, yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm glad you saved them for the show.
Thank you. They're for this show. I don't know why Jarrett would bring these jokes that don't work to the show where we work on jokes and try to make them better. Okay. I once quarantine started and I realized that we had all this free time, I started eating like a lot more weed edibles. And I also started getting these weird headaches. I never had regular headaches before. And I was telling my fiance about them and she was like, maybe it's because you're eating so much weed. And I was like, no, that's probably not it. I was very confident that this thing that I didn't want to stop doing had nothing to do with the physical ailment that I was experiencing. Like someone who's doing a bunch of cocaine, getting a nosebleed and being like, I think we need a humidifier or something. I keep getting these nosebleeds, and it's obviously because of how dry it is in here and not the Bolivian nosebleed powder that I keep shoveling into my sinuses.
I like that. How's that not finished?
That sounds great.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought there might be more meat on the bone.
Now you know what it's like to be a Trump supporter. Constantly like kind of making excuses and being like, no, I don't think that was wrong. It's gonna be something else. It's probably the Democrats.
That's funny. I kind of like, because that's like another analogy in addition to the cocaine thing. I mean, it does kind of lead because it's like one drug, and then a not drug thing. But I do kind of want, if I could, to blow up the, I was so confident of this thing I didn't want to stop doing had nothing to do with the physical ailment that I was experiencing. You know, like, I don't know, delving into that instinct a little more. I don't know if you guys had anything for that specifically.
Like another example of when you might.
About this joke, about this bit.
A strange note, but the one word that I didn't track instantly was the word shoveling, because there's something about the visual of it that didn't make. I mean, I like the word. It's like, oh, but for some reason, it's. I was like, that's not how you do cocaine.
I mean, that's a hell of a bump.
I don't know. That's neither here nor there, really. But like vacuuming, I don't know, something. But something about shoveling just made me not go to the right place.
I've always liked.
I never get high. I don't understand what's wrong with this cocaine. It's just falling everywhere.
I like shoveling because it's like you have an entire shovel full of cocaine and you have to like shove it into your nose. And it's like,
could you just say shovels full?
Shovels, because they keep the Bolivian nosebleed powder that I keep vacuuming into my sinuses. I think vacuuming works better.
Yeah,
thank
vacuuming.
You, Rob.
Welcome.
Sorting shovelfuls would work.
Shovelfuls of Bolivian nosebleed powder that I keep vacuuming into my sinuses. I'll just keep adding to that part. Anthony, do you have anything you want to tack on there?
Can you work crayons into it?
I'll see what I can do. Yeah, it does. I mean, do you guys think that that's funny? Just like the part where I'm like, where she's like, do you think it's because you're eating so much weed? And I'm like, no, that's probably not it. Like, is that read?
Right.
Yes, that is funny. I think we all laughed at it. It's almost like unconfirmation bias or something like that. I feel like there's something in there where you're just like, I don't want it to be true. There was this girl, Brianna, that was I was friends with in college, I remember one time she was like, I feel like I have a fever and you know, like I'm really hot and I have a headache. And I was like, oh, you might be getting sick. And she's like, no. And I was like, oh, why do you think that you're not? And she was like, I don't want to be. And it made me laugh so hard. It just reminds me of that, of just like, it's not true because I don't want it.
Yeah.
You know what? You could say that as bluntly as possible, where, you know, maybe it's like, so I said to my fiance, no, I don't think that's true. But in my brain, what I was saying was, no, I don't want that to be true.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
I almost said no, thank you.
Perfect.
That's really funny.
That's so great. Yeah, that's the one part where I was like, I don't know if I'm connecting the dots correctly, but I think that that really solves that. Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Thanks so much, guys.
My roommate had a similar situation like that just the other day. I came in and he was just like, I've been so sick, I've been throwing up. And I was like, you all right? And I was like, you think it's COVID or something? And he was like, no, I don't think it's COVID. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, do you think it might have like some kind of food poisoning? He's like, nah, can't be it. I mean, me and my girlfriend, we just boiled a chicken and ate some tacos last night. I think I'm good. I was like, well, that's just too terrible. Based on what? What are you basing this on? Just confident no. And I was like, okay, fine. I don't care.
Yeah, unless you guys have anything else for that, I got another quick one that I could share with you guys.
Oh, that'd be great.
This one's even less finished than the last one.
Ooh, I thought the other one was very finished.
Yeah, it seemed
pretty
finished.
I appreciate that. When I was single, I would drink a lot. And when I would drink, I would get really horny, and I would go home at 4 o'clock in the morning and text every woman in my phone. It didn't matter if they lived in Australia. I'd be like, maybe they're on vacation in New York. Somebody once asked me if I had a plan for if more than one woman showed up to my apartment after texting them all at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, no, because no woman ever showed up to my apartment. I had a 0% success rate with this thing that I did when I drank a lot. That's it. That's the whole idea.
It's almost like you were playing that game. I forget what it was, like, girls would like talk on the phone with their secret crushes. It was like a board game.
Mystery
date?
Maybe.
It was like that mall date or something like that.
I do remember this.
But that's kind of like what you were doing. Like, it's just a game to you. You're like, I can't actually meet up with these women. It's just a simulation.
Well, no, that's the so that's really funny, and it kind of links up with the Australia thing. But I guess what I was trying to communicate in the very beginning is that that's what I wanted. I wanted to text the girl who was awake and wanted to come over and hook up. And so the first funny thing is that I didn't even care if they lived in Australia. My drunk brain would be like, maybe they're on vacation and they're here in New York.
I see.
Yeah.
I love that this guy in your head is the complete opposite of the guy in your head in the other joke. The other guy's like, nah, that can't be it. And this guy is like, yes, totally. This is going to work. This is reality. These women are ready, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the complete opposite.
I like that. Okay, so it didn't matter where they were. I also thought maybe you consider it didn't even matter how I knew them. As long as they were in my phone and they were technically female, you know, I'm gonna text them. So it's just whatever. It just goes down the list. That's something. I don't know. Because then it could include potentially incorporate like family and stuff. But
no, I was thinking like my dry cleaner.
That's true. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, I thought that would be a nice extension of the doesn't matter where they are. Mm-hmm. It also doesn't matter who they were.
But I also don't think that there's anything all that funny. Even like the things that are kind of funny, they all seem like setups to something else.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
that's true.
So I didn't even know. There's really no punch here right now.
Second joke then.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. The first thing that struck me as funny is that you get the opposite of whiskey dick. Like you drink a lot and you get really, really horny.
Is that not a regular thing? I thought that
frisky dick.
There it is.
Well, now it's a joke, guys.
Yeah. Frisky dick is worth the price of admission.
And then I just tell the joke as is. And then when there's no laugh, I go, I just needed to tell you guys frisky dick. It's like when you really want jam, so you make toast, you know? The rest of that joke was just for frisky dick.
It was just a way to shovel food.
Shovel frisky dick into your buttholes.
Into your neck.
We should check Urban Dictionary and see if that is
frisky
the official
dick
term.
Is a thing already?
Okay, so somebody asked me if I ever would have two women show up, or more than one woman show up. That would never happen. It's a 0% success rate. I have never been sitting there texting random women in my phone, everybody I've ever known, and then had at some point two women show up, and I got to make some kind of Sophie's choice. Oh, Sophie.
So good.
Yeah, I don't know. There just seems something so funny about like the person was assuming that there was at least some success to this, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, no matter, even though I did it, I don't know, dozens of times, never a single time did it ever work.
Ooh, you know? Okay. Well,
I also used to do this, and I had more than 0% return.
So it worked sometimes.
It worked, you know, 20% of the time, maybe.
Whoa, that's great.
That's very good. Anthony keeps worse company, I think.
What the fuck?
That was really mean, Rob.
Well, I don't know. I was just trying to say it as a...
Trying to figure out a way to soften this for Jared. Don't worry. It was probably worse women.
Oh, that's not what I meant. That makes sense.
Do you think that because there are enough people who have had some success with this method that it's not going to work as a joke, that it never worked for me?
I think it'll still work as a joke, but I don't think it should be implied that every person ever has zero. It's not like the guys on the street that are catcalling. You know, it's like I used to be a telemarketer, and when you first start out, you're cold calling people, but then you get promoted, and then you're calling people that donated at some point in the past. So they're way more likely to be like, yeah, just put me down for what I did last time.
Oh, that's very funny.
That's what they would say.
That totally justifies the comment I said earlier.
What?
That's on par. That's what I meant. That it's more on par with that.
I wasn't texting enough girls who had been donated to in the past.
Taken donations.
Taken donations.
I think it's a good analogy.
That's a perfect
It's a very
analogy.
Good.
They were happy to give the first time, and
Anthony
they were happy
has fixed
to do it again.
Both parts of this joke for me.
Yeah. You know what's so crazy, Anthony, is that I was going to use Jarrett's logic to pitch him what you just pitched him as a reason not to do the joke. I was going to say, like, yeah, it's a 0% success rate. You know, you never ask the guy catcalling on the street, be like, are you ever afraid of getting too many dates? Like, and I was going to pitch
that's great.
You pitched it and I listened to you. I was like, yeah, you're right. I guess it's not the same thing, but I wanted it to be the same thing for the sake of that joke.
Mm. Well, people know that they've never won the lottery, but they still play the lottery.
Yeah. I guess I would need to go into more detail. I guess because the thing that we're discussing here is that this is a thing that can work, but for some reason it didn't work for me. And so I guess then there would have to be some way that I communicate like what I was doing wrong. And I thought that just like me being drunk would be enough and it being 4 o'clock in the morning would be enough. But I guess even that in some audience members' heads, they're going to be like, why didn't that work? You're a good looking guy. You're drunk texting a bunch of girls at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure that some of them would have been interested in doing that. You know,
we have to know what you were texting them that was shitty. Like, you were group texting them, but like as it's a group, like, hey all. Maybe I shouldn't have started my text with hey all.
Hey everybody. thank you for being here.
I like that idea of. Because
like a form email, but it's a form text.
Yeah, giving the reason why it didn't work is a funny way to address that it didn't work for you, even though it could have.
Yeah,
and it's such a silly thing for you to do wrong.
God damn. Yeah, I don't want to seem like I'm congratulating us too much, but I really feel like we got into some good weeds in this bit that are sort of like flushing out like all the things in my brain that were like. It's not going to work, but I don't know why. And that part's not going to work because I don't know why, you know?
It seems very punchy now. It's very, very silly.
Yeah.
I was confused earlier because you're like, it had never worked. So I wasn't concerned that, you know, multiple people would show up. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I still was doing it, you know, because I kind of thought it would happen. So those ideas kind of conflicted. And I kind of like, if you're in a joke and somebody's asking you, what if, like, I want you to answer that. What if, you know, even if it's in the voice of somebody who didn't expect it would ever happen, I still like it's like having a gun in an improv scene and then not using the gun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So maybe what like if? A phrasing could be
pizza
different.
Party?
It's like, yeah, I guess because in my brain that scenario is funny because it's like she's like, did you have a plan for if more than one woman showed up? And so my response then being like, well, no women ever showed up. So I figured I would deal with one woman first and then prepare for the eventuality that it would work again too much or something like that.
I will cross that bridge if there's ever a woman on it.
That's funny.
I will burn that bridge when I get there.
Yeah, like you guys gave me some really good really good work to do on this bit here.
We're really good.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a little thing going.
I feel very satisfied.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you got something out of it.
Yeah, I might text you guys later.
Awesome. I got something out of
it. For more bits or just because you're like happy with us finally?
Right, sweet. That's all I got. Thanks so much. And thanks everybody for watching the episode.
Yeah, thanks. You guys are great.
You guys are the best. Hey everybody, thank you so much for watching. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Check back for more individual clips and full episodes every Monday, or you can listen wherever you enjoy podcasts. If you want to support the show and get access to special fan-only content, go to patreon.com/ITAPod. That's ITAPod, as in Is This Anything Podcast. Relevant links in the description. Take care.